Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are into hour number three. I will continue this week to have another hour open just for victims of TSA. I'm going to probably have to wipe the phone calls after this segment because we're just going to be talking about toxins in the environment with a leading top toxicologist, PhD, the head of the Fluoride Action Network, who's also an author. So that's coming up. Some other big announcements I'm going to make at the start of the next segment once he's here in studio with us, but stay with us for that coming up. Now, we were just now talking to Sam in Vegas, and he was describing, and I've seen this in Canada and coming back into the U.S., if you are Chinese or you are Hispanic, even if you're a citizen, you're left alone most of the time. If you're Anglo or black, get ready, because they figure this is a citizen. Then they check, and they harass you because this is submission training. Now, the idiot TSA people, they don't know that. They just, we're told to search nothing but women today. We're told to lift their dresses up and yell at them. You know, we don't know why, but we are. It's to intimidate them. So you're saying you come in all the time from China because your wife's Chinese, Sam, for those that just joined us, and that because you're the white guy, boy, they hone in on you because you may be Al-Qaeda. Tell us about that.
Okay, so I'm walking down the line, and you get to the gate, like, and a TSA guy is standing there, and they'll just kind of, like, pull you out of the line. Well, everybody's aware of that. So they pull me out of the line, take me around to the side to where the tables are, put your bags on the table. They're opening my bags, going through the bags. Now, Marlboros are like 40 cents a pack in China, so I've got four cartons of Marlboros. Why do you have all these cigarettes? What was your business in China? I went to visit my in-laws. Do you have photos of... Finally, it got to the point, Alex, I'm a smoker and I'm dying for a smoke. You know how we are. I got fed up with this guy that comes about up to my chin, giving me all these questions. What is my business? Why was I there? What am I, you know? Finally, I just can't take it anymore. I say to the guy, I say, hey, look, you little twerp. I just left China. I get off the plane in China. I walk out the door and get in a taxi. I'm in the land of the free. You're giving me all these questions, going through my bags, wanting to know what my business is.
And what did the God say?
Finally, he saw that I wasn't afraid of him. I mean, I'm doing nothing wrong.
Well, let's be honest. Afraid. They were looking for drugs. But the issue is the government grows most of the drugs on record. They're trying to catch people cutting in on their cash. And that's when cops have wanted to search my car before. I go, I don't use illegal drugs. I don't use the products that your bosses produce. So don't worry. I'm not cutting in on it. And you're not going to put me in your little private prison to make some money. The most of the private prisons on record owned by big banks that launder drug money. And so, look, I don't use your stinking products. Get it through your head. Okay? And I try to stay away from the other stuff that's legal, like tobacco and Jim Beam. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Sam. Let's jam in one more. Mortis in Connecticut. Mortis, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex? It's great to talk to you. This is Mortis Noctu, revolutionary rapper / patriot. I basically just wanted to call in and say that anybody who has been watching the gold price or checked the history of gold and silver should know that the prices are going to keep going up. There's been 97 years of straight devaluation, and it's going to continue.
Yeah,
and
they've been devaluing the dollar, suppressing gold, but they can't do it anymore.
Exactly. Gold is about to jump. There's anybody who thinks differently has no idea, and they haven't been paying any attention. And other than that, I basically wanted to say that I've been working on an album using Pink Floyd beats, talking about revolutionary topics, and I think that you and your audience would really enjoy it. It's Mortis Noctu, MortisNoctu at YouTube.com.
Well done, Mortis. Doesn't Mortis have to do with death?
It means death by night in Latin.
Yeah, Nosferatu. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. We've got an amazing author joining us. He's also a scientist. We'll be right back.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have Dr. Paul Conant in studio with us. We might even go into overdrive a little. No, we did that yesterday. But it's great to have him in person. We're going to be talking to him in just a moment. You've noticed if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, for radio listeners, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. It funds most of our bandwidth and a lot of our operation. That you get all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, expanded extras from the films, behind the scenes, the live video streams of the radio show, archived, a higher quality podcast, commercial free. But we're also taking the hundreds of interviews, hundreds and hundreds. I've done over 40 plus with my guys flying around the country that have never before been seen. And we're posting them on PrisonPlanet.tv. Posted a never before seen Willie Nelson, Jesse Ventura interview this week, Dr. Russell Blaylock, brain surgeon. About the chemicals in the food and water, the bisphenol A, the rest of it, that's going up in a few days. But we've got a never-before-seen Rand Paul interview that just went live a few minutes ago at GCNlive.com. There's an article about it and links over to PrisonPlanet.tv and PrisonPlanet.tv. And it's Rand Paul, Thought Crime USA, never-before-seen interview. New Kentucky senator warns of Obama administration exploiting crisis to ram through a big government agenda. And I'll just tell you, the media was running ads nationally and locally about how dare him come on extremist Alex Jones show. And I had the interview. We done it here in Austin. And I said, you know, I'm going to wait till he wins. I'm not going to ask him to come on anymore. He's scheduled this week or next week. We're not sure. He'll be a senator for 6 years. It won't be an issue. I'm going to get him on. I'm going to air this interview later. Well, now it's at PrisonPlanet.tv. There's never before seen interview. New Kentucky senator warns of Obama administration exploiting crisis to ram through big government agenda. Powerful interview up there at PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about a minute to sign up, and you get a trial monthly membership, and then download it, burns the disk, give it to everyone you know. Also, another big story up at GCNLive.com and PrisonPlanet.com by Steve Watson. World Awakens to Criminal Banking Cartel, a key article, International Destruction. The intentional destruction of the dollar creates massive backlash among those not on board globalist bandwagon. Also, TSA rejects airport molestation complaints. That's at GCNLive.com. Gold sets new record as QE2 devaluates fiat currencies. Also at GCNLive.com by Kurt Nemo. Another story here, drone surveillance program targeting Americans. That's at GCNLive.com right now. Now, I want to be clear as we introduce our guest today here in studio. Back in 2000, they testified before Congress, other scientists and environmental researchers, toxicologists. I've interviewed some of those folks. The vast majority, I think it was over 90% of their toxicologists at the EPA, also the FDA had scientists send letters. The vast majority said sodium fluoride's deadly poisonous, increases cancer. So it's not like there's just a few medical doctors or scientists or toxicologists saying this. This is the vast bulk. And Dr. Conan, who's always up on the latest info, he can correct all my numbers and go over it. But he has the new book out, The Case Against Fluoride, a new look at the scientific evidence, how hazardous waste ended up in our drinking water, and the bad science and powerful politics that kept it there. Paul Connett, Ph.D., James Beck, M.D., medical doctor and Ph.D., and others that wrote this book. And it's got a nice bibliography for you to check out all the facts. This is the real science. And we're going to discuss this because even if you filter your water, you're bathing in it. Or it's being sprayed now as a pesticide on the foods, on the crops, and then it bioaccumulates. But instead of Alex Jones talking about this, we go to Dr. Paul Connett. He is the director of the Fluoride Action Network, FAN, fluoridealert.org, and the executive director of its parent body, the American Environmental Health Studies Project. He has spoken and given more than 2,000 presentations in 49 states and 52 countries on the issue of waste management. He holds a bachelor's degree from the University of Cambridge and a Ph.D. in chemistry at Dartmouth College and is a retired professor of environmental chemistry and toxicology at St. Lawrence University. He lives in Canton, New York. Again, fluoridealert.org. Congratulations on your book and your tireless efforts, sir.
Thank you, Alex, very much indeed.
So, you've got the floor. Tell us about your awakening, the basic science. Go over the fact that most of the, even government scientists are saying, get this out. They've approached the government, but still these interests lobby millions of dollars, even in small towns, to get it in the food, get it in the water, to give the kids the fluoride pills, the toothpaste. I mean, they are just pushing this.
Absolutely. Well, if people go to our webpage, they'll find over 3,000 professionals, dentists, doctors, nurses, all kinds of professionals involved in health, environment, and so on, have signed a statement calling for an end to fluoridation worldwide. So I've been researching this for 14 years, and I didn't want the issue because 14 years ago I was very busy teaching chemistry and working on the waste management that you've just talked about, and that was taking up most of my weekends and holidays. But my wife put down this bunch of papers on my desk and said, "Dear, would you read these?" I said, "What is it?" She said, "Fluoridation." I said, "Take that away. These people are crazy."
Yeah, Dr. Strangelove.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what most people have been brainwashed to believing. And it's one technique to keep the average person, the journalist, the scientist, the doctor, the dentist, away from the literature. Because if someone with an open mind reads the literature, they will be appalled, as I was that afternoon 14 years ago. And I remember saying to my wife as we were walking to the village council to discuss this, they were deciding whether to continue it or not, I said, "This is going to be easy. This is going to be easy. When people hear what I read this afternoon, there's no way they're going to continue that." However, it took us 7.5 years to get fluoride out of our little village of Canton, New York, because all the dentists came in with their white coats on and the doctors and so on, and people were saying...
And the AMA the major organizations they are all on record paid off by the chemical industry.
Absolutely. And in fact, the key moment in the history of this, Alex, was in 1950 when the U.S. Public Health Service endorsed fluoridation. No trial had been completed. Practically no health studies had been published. And yet they endorsed it for the whole country. And within a few, 1 or 2 years, all these professional organizations, the ADA, the AMA, the APHA, and so on and so on and so on, they all rolled over like a string of dominoes, again, with no science on the table. So it wasn't scientific in 1950. And when people read our book, The Case Against Fluoride, they'll find it's not scientific today. They're behaving just like industry, polluting industry. The first thing is deny, deny, deny.
Well, I'm not an environmental, you know, expert. I'm not a PhD in environmental chemistry and toxicology doctor, but I can read the mainline studies. And one of the most studied things, going back to even the 20s, was sodium fluoride. And I've read the studies, University of Texas from the 30s, about increases cancer, causes IQ reduction. We've given it to rats, causes infertility. And there are literally, from China, England, the U.S., Canada, thousands of studies. I mean, and these are prestigious organizations. They know full well. And for anybody that doubts it, just search the term fluoride cancer. And it'll be the U.S. government going, yeah, it at least doubles cancer in boys and bone cancer. I mean, they know. So please continue.
Yes, well, most of the studies that have been done on health effects, and you're absolutely right, there is no argument that fluoride causes health problems, health effects, because millions of people in India and China, parts of Africa and Mexico, which have high natural levels of fluoride, have been injured, seriously injured.
It's a scourge.
It's a scourge. And so the only argument then is whether there is an adequate margin of safety between the doses which we know cause harm and the doses that people are going to get.
But it bioaccumulates.
It bioaccumulates, and the doses, and remember, once you put it in the water, you can't control the dose. You can't control how much water people drink. You can't control how much they get from other sources. And you're right, too. They're now using sulfural fluoride as a fumigant on foodstuffs in warehouses, and that, too, leaves residues of fluoride. And today, the Center of Disease Control said that 41% of American children, 41% of American children between the ages of 12 and 15 have dental fluorosis. And that's the indicator that the child has been overexposed to fluoride. And this is the government. This is the government that promotes fluoridation is admitting, whoops, 41% of our kids have been overexposed to fluoride. But it only hurts the teeth. Doesn't hurt anything else, for which they have no scientific evidence. But
that, in fact, it's to the contrary.
It's to the contrary, yes, absolutely. I mean, the thing that concerns me most, and one of those facts I learned 14 years ago, was the level in mother's milk is extremely low as far as fluoride is concerned, extremely low, 0.004 parts per million. This means
the body thinks it's bad and is designed to filter it.
Absolutely. This means a bottle-fed baby in Austin or any other town that's fluoridated is getting 250 times more fluoride than nature intended.
But what about the studies that show a 10 to 20, it's in that spectrum, yeah. if a young mammal, this is rats, guinea pigs, humans, rhesus monkeys, are given it, there's an overall IQ reduction of 10 to 20 points. I mean, this is devastating.
Well, these are studies mainly from China. There have been about 18 from China, another one from Iran, in Mexico, and India. And yes, they have found a lowering of IQ associated with fairly moderate exposure, like 1.9 parts per million. And I went to the two villages in China where they establish that level. So if you're lowering IQ at 1.9 parts per million in a study group of a few hundred kids, you don't have anywhere near an adequate margin of safety to protect the whole.
Well, many U.S. cities have 2, 3, 4. The average is, what, about 1 part per million? And again, from studying fluoride on the periodic table, you correct me if I'm wrong, isn't this one of the worst things to bioaccumulate? I mean, it's really good at that.
Well, no, you have to distinguish between fluorine, which is the most reactive element in the periodic table, and fluoride, which is the compound, which in terms of chemistry, it's lost all its fury. You know, it's a fairly stable. This is like comparing chlorine gas, which everyone knows is toxic.
The chlorine in your pool.
And sodium fluoride, which is common salt. So that's what it means to compare fluorine with fluoride. But the catcher and the real worrying thing is that fluoride is extremely active biologically.
All right, stay there. That's what Dr. Blaylock says. He says it ties in and boosts everything else. We'll be right back.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 9th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at 14,1840. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14,54.93, $7,27.46 for a half ounce, or $363.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $14,54.93, $7,27.46, or $363.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Phones up towards the end of the hour. If you've got a specific fluoride question for Dr. Conant, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231 to get you up and on the air. Okay, Dr. Conant, you got cut off by the break. You were talking about sodium fluoride. The term you use is the same one that medical doctors have used here. Explain that.
Uh, Sorry.
Very reactive.
Yes, the sodium fluoride is not chemically reactive, but the fluoride ion is extremely biologically active. It interferes with enzymes, G-proteins, you name it. It strikes at the very heart of biology. And that's probably why nature, in her wisdom, has kept it very low in mother's milk. And we, in our foolishness, are giving babies now 250 times more fluoride than nature intended.
Foolishness. Hmm?
It is foolish. And
they know, though, and they're doing it.
One of the things we all agree upon is that babies of 1 year of age should not get fluoride. So they are actually warning the age.
That's right. You and others have forced the American Dental Association, 5 years ago, to change course.
Yeah, they are saying don't use tap water, fluoridated tap water, to make up formula. But they're not telling the parents. So, Alex, can you help us? We need to get every water department in the country that's fluoridated to warn parents not to use.
See, Doctor, and I want to give you the floor here because you're the scientist, and I want you to go over the science, and I want to shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Because you've got to leave to go to talk to the city council people,
yeah,
or I'd go into overdrive today, and you're coming back for a video interview we're doing.
Oh, really?
But listen, 5 years ago when the American Dental Association said, okay, young children shouldn't have this, it causes dental fluorosis and problems in babies.
Yeah.
Suddenly, every major water manufacturer of bottled water came out and said, fluoride water for kids. And it's at several parts per million. So, no, people try to say, warn kids. Their answer is, no, it's good. Have it.
Yeah.
So, come on. But we're not going to get into why they're doing it. Let's continue with the science.
Well, this is the first step, is to make sure whilst we're trying to get fluoride out of the water, let's at least warn parents not to make up that formula. As I said, 41% of American kids now have dental fluorosis, and the worst year is that first year for exposure to fluoride. But what I'm concerned about is that when the baby is born, the blood-brain barrier is not fully formed. Now, not until about half a year of age. So in that first half year, the blood-brain barrier that would normally keep fluoride out of the brain does not. And with these IQ studies now, 23 IQ studies, I mean, what's more important, to protect children's teeth or to protect their brains?
Doctor, I have a CBS clip where they say mercury is good for children's brains. But I'm sure that's just an accident. I'm sure they're just wrong. But again, mothers everywhere buying the special fluoride water, they say, for your baby.
Nursery water. It's absolutely obscene.
But it's an accident.
Yeah. Well, you know, the National Research Council came out with this 507-page report in 2006, March of 2006. And what they said here, they were asked to review the safe drinking water standard, which is currently set at 4 parts per million. And they looked at all the literature, spent 3 years doing it, and said the 4 parts per million is not safe. It needs to be lowered. Ask the EPA, who paid for this review, to do the homework, do a risk assessment, and come out with a new safe.
Well, we've got a long segment coming up, but
we haven't done it.
I want to go back specifically to the testimony in Congress and the numbers of the scientists from the EPA itself and the Food and Drug Administration who said get it out.
Yeah. These were several unions representing all these professionals, and I think the total number of members of these unions was something like 11,000. But one of the most active unions, and this is in Washington, D.C., where these regulations are being dealt with every day, they are very much adamantly opposed to fluoridation. In fact, the EPA in Washington, D.C. doesn't have fluoridated water. They all have bottled water down in the EPA. And yet the rest of the people in Washington, D.C. are having to drink this fluoridated water.
Oh, but it's an accident. I mean, almost all of their scientists, I've seen the numbers, in some cases over 90% of the unions, are writing letters, putting their names to it, but then the government says, not only are we not going to take it out, we're going to have all the companies say nursery water.
But you know,
with fluoride for baby.
It's you know what's absurd here?
They just want to help, doctor.
Yeah. The National Research Council did all the work that was necessary to determine a new safe level for drinking water, and they asked the EPA to do that 4.5 years ago. It would take you about half an hour if I showed you what you have to do to join the dots. And the EPA has not come out with a new standard. Why? Is it because they can't do simple arithmetic? Is it because they can't read this? No. They are scared stiff of crossing swords with the Department of Health and Human Services that have had this practice going on for 60 years.
Which was set up by eugenicists for racial hygiene, and Hitler took the model from that. But I know, doctor, let's come back. Long segment coming up. Let's get into the science and your plan, the book, how we get this removed. We're having success all over the world. How we stop them from adding this chemical weapon to the water.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
On a lighter note, before we get back into the hardcore issues and your phone calls, John Cleese, who I'm a big fan of, my mother and dad just love him, Monty Python and Fish Called Wanda and all the other great movie fame. You went to college with him and played soccer with him.
Center forward, and he was a really enthusiastic soccer player, pretty useless, all arms and legs. But he did enjoy it, and it comes out in some of those Monty Python sketches.
So again, you played what positions with him?
I was in goal, and this was the Downing College Second 11 soccer team. We weren't much good, but we had a lot of fun. I just wanted to read you, Alex, the last sentence before the conclusions of our book. It's from Jacques Bassan, and it was written in 1964. He was a historian at Columbia University. And he reviewed the fluoride issue, and he says, one hopes behind the fluoride scheme there are politics and selfish business interests. The presence of solid ulterior motives would restore one's faith in common intelligence. In other words, this is such an irrational policy in here. It doesn't work. The benefits are topical, not systemic. There's no need to expose every tissue in the body to unknown toxic...
You don't drink sunscreen.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, maybe the book is... I think it's an easy book to read for most people, and it's got all the references for those that need them.
Well, we're going to carry it, too, but you've got it available. Give us the website.
You can go to chelseagreen.com. That's the publisher, chelseagreen.com. There's also another...
You can find links at Fluoride Action, fluoridealert.org. And you're also going to be speaking in a pretty big auditorium tonight. And you can find out at fluoridealert.org all about it.
Houston Tillerson.
Houston Tillerson, the big black college in East Austin. Plenty of parking, nice facility over there. And what time is that tonight?
That's 7 o'clock. And it's very important because black children are particularly sensitive to fluoride.
Oh, yes. Accident.
Higher rates of dental fluorosis amongst black children than white children. Part of it may be lactose intolerance.
Well, doctor, I've also seen the studies about not just bone cancer, but association with other bone disorders, association with problems in joints, bones fracturing.
That's right.
In rat studies causing organ problems. This is just a wonderful ambrosia.
Yeah, absolutely. We know that at least 50% of the fluoride and more in children is absorbed by the bone each day. And as it continues to concentrate in the bone, it causes symptoms just like arthritis. We have 1 in 3 American adults now with arthritis.
Oh.
And if you ask a doctor, Doc, what causes arthritis? They say, well, we don't really know, but we think it's got something to do with aging. Well, aging in the United States, it runs parallel to living 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years in a fluoridated community.
By the way, people then lie and say, well, we live longer now. No, you don't. We have lower infant mortality. Uh-huh. If you go to any old cemetery, half the people there are little kids.
That's right.
We've got old family cemeteries. We're literally more than half from like the 1830s pioneers. They might have 12 kids, half of them die. But then you notice almost everybody else, 95 years old on their tombstone.
Yeah.
So we're actually living a lot less.
I would like to also draw your attention, Alex, to this videotape. It's only 20 minutes long, 28 minutes long. 15 professionals, including 3 of the authors of the National Research Council report, 2 former EPA scientists, one who testified before Congress, a Nobel Prize winner, dentists who had previously promoted fluoridation and have changed their mind, 28 minutes. And I think by the time people have watched this, it's an easy 28 minutes. They will be appalled.
We forgot to turn your headphones off on, so they're going to be crawling around on the floor. I notice them like wolves. We always have to do it once we're on air. No, I'm just joking. They're going to crawl in, doctor, and turn that on. But so you can put them on in a few minutes, and we can take calls. But you've got the floor. Talk about the health problems, the studies, what we know this is doing, and how we get it removed. Because you're a busy guy. You're giving a speech tonight. You're coming back here to be interviewed. You're passionate. And you are also going to speak to a city council person here at about 2:30 while you've got to leave. So go over what we know it's doing medically, the things that it attacks in the body and where this is going.
Well, we can expect it to attack everywhere because it hits at the heart of biology when it inhibits enzymes and plays around with G proteins. But we are concerned about damage to the brain, damage to the endocrine system. It accumulates in the pineal gland. It appears to low melatonin. You know, melatonin is like a biological clock turning on events. So we are concerned about the earlier onset of puberty, maybe partly related to fluoride exposure. After the arthritic symptoms of fluoride poisoning of the bones become more brittle. So we're worried about increased hip fractures in the elderly. I mean, there are so many things. The trouble is that when you go through this list, people they listen to all this list of potential dangers and they throw up their hands and say, oh, it's impossible. That's not possible, that one substance could cause all these problems. Well, of course, it is possible.
And it's the one substance the government added to the water, but because they care.
Yeah. We've never used the public water supply to deliver any other medication since 1945. And the reason is simple. You can't control the dose. You can't control who gets it. There's no individual supervision by a doctor.
It's immoral to force Medicaid, but now they're promoting, doctor, lithium in the water, statins in the water.
This is crazy.
This will make us behave.
But notice the people, the way people are reacting. No, no, no. They say no to lithium and no to statins, but they say yes, yes, yes to fluoride, even though it works top.
Well, that's because I went to Margaret Sanger school in Dallas when I was a little kid in the first grade. You know, we all know about Margaret Sanger, mm-hmm. the eugenicist. And we were all, they came in several times a year, gave us the little pills. I always felt sick after I took them. And it had a little cartoon character, showed us film reels about Mr. Fluoride wants to help us. And so people are, for 50 plus years, are sat down in front of film reels and taught Mr. Fluoride is going to help you.
Yeah. Yep. And, you know, toothpaste has been one of the ways that most people have thought that fluoride is good for teeth. But you notice the FDA that has done nothing, the Food and Drug Administration has done nothing to regulate fluoridation or test fluoride for ingestion, has a warning on the back of the tube of toothpaste. It says only use a pea-sized amount. If you accidentally swallow more than that, get medical attention or contact a poison control center. Well, somebody's worked out that a pea-sized amount of fluoridated toothpaste contains a quarter of a milligram of fluoride, which you would get in one glass of water. Could you imagine the FDA requiring that sign above the tap? Don't drink more than one glass of water.
Hey, guys, I should have told you this before the show. I apologize, but I know I've shown tubes of toothpaste on air from just a year ago. It said that. Now they've changed it where it makes no sense. So they've actually removed that. It just talks about poison control and don't swallow, but they've taken the pea size comment away because it was waking so many people up. But the point is, a normal glass, one part per million, has the same amount as what's in the pea size.
Pea size amount, absolutely. Absolutely, and this is where Monty Python comes in. Could you imagine? Over every tap, there would be the same warning. If you drink more than one glass of water a day, then contact the poison control center.
Keep going, Doc. I'm going to show some people some fluoride here.
So I think that the concern here is that we are not being protected by any of our federal regulations on this. The EPA is not doing its job in determining a new safe level. The FDA has never regulated fluoride for ingestion. And the CDC promotes it and has got a conflict of interest when they turn around and tell everybody it's safe.
Guys, we got a document cam shot. Will somebody zoom in on this? H-E-B baby. And it says purified water. And it's with fluoride added. So for 5 years, the government admits, do not give fluoride water to babies.
Yeah.
It goes through their blood-brain barrier. It causes dental fluorosis with the teeth that haven't erupted yet. But then magically, there's this big campaign by literally hundreds of manufacturers. Oh, it's for the baby, purified water with added fluoride. Don't you tell a mother that she's been doing wrong in the past. Give that baby look, Junior's not going to be, you know, Junior's, you know, you may have 150 IQ. Junior's going to be digging ditches and lucky if he can. I mean, but hey, it's a gift, you know.
Yeah, no.
I mean, what's wrong with brain-damaging babies? It's a little baby right there on the cover, doctor.
I know.
It's good. Look at it. Does the child look happy?
Well, it's hard to remember back, Alex, but in the 1940s, before fluoridation began, fluoride had caused more damage to agriculture. The fluoride as a pollutant had caused more damage to agriculture than any other pollutant. And this was part, fluoridation, according to Chris Bryson at least, is part of the, if you like, the rehabilitation of fluoride as a nice substance, not a nasty substance, ruining agriculture, crippling cattle, poisoning vegetation, but it was safe enough to give it to your little kiddies and brush on your teeth.
Oh, that's another issue. I've seen all these vets on YouTube, you know, veterinarians, and they talk about whenever they have droughts out in Colorado and other areas, they will then pump municipal water out to the feedlots, and the cow's hair starts falling out, they start dying. And so the farmers have figured out, man, you don't give fluoridated water to a cow. But look, it doesn't matter. If I show people a document cam shot, if I just draw a little smiley face right there and a little smiley eyes,
yes.
Then I mean, it's friendly. I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But talking about animals, there's an amazing videotape called Poisoned Horses. And this is about Kathy Justice's horses in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. She and her husband bred show horses, quarter horses, that won 52 ribbons, and then they fluoridated their water, and unfortunately their horses drank that water. Their health completely collapsed. They lost 8 horses and 4 dogs, and they loved those horses, and they looked after them like other people. They have no children.
No, I've seen it, and their hair is falling out.
It's awful. Awful. I mean, and the late Lennart Crook, a veterinarian from Cornell University, the world's leading authority on fluorosis in cattle, documents that they had fluorosis. the teeth, the bones. He measured the fluoride in their bones and declared categorically these animals had fluorosis.
Incredible, doctor. So where do we go from here? I mean, people should be up in arms, you know, with the pitchforks and torches, not literally, but metaphorically, going down to city councils and you know, and the smiley-faced mayor laughs at you, say, look, I know this city's been lobbying and given a lot of money to fluoridate. Stop it.
Yeah.
Because tell folks where the fluoride comes from.
The it's the scrubbing liquor from the super phosphate fertilizer industry. They had to put a spray of water on to collect these toxic gases, and those toxic gases get converted into hexafluorosilicic acid. They cannot dump that stuff into the sea by international law. It's too concentrated to dump locally. But if someone buys it from them, it stops being a hazardous waste and it becomes a product. And the people that are buying this conveniently are the public water people. So once they buy it, it's a product, and now they can put into our drinking water, which they're not allowed to put into the sea. And, of course, it has a whole bunch of other crap in there in addition to
that. Well, that's what I was going to... I've had the famous dentist on. I forget his name. You'll probably remember it.
Roddy Lineback?
From Canada. He was the guy who lobbied decades ago and was the face of let's get fluoridated. Mm-hmm. And then he finally was sent the literature. Wait, this isn't just sodium fluoride. I thought it was calcium fluoride. This is hundreds of other chemicals under the name fluoride.
Right, right. Absolutely.
So what other goodies are in there for the children?
Well, they mine the same rock for uranium, so we have to worry about radioactive isotopes.
Oh, well, that's good for you. Yeah.
But the one of particular concern is arsenic, because according to the EPA, there's no safe level of arsenic. And so if you're adding a chemical to the water and it contains arsenic, which it does, then you're going to increase the cancer rate. We can argue about how much it increases the cancer rate, but as we're also arguing about how little benefit it is to swallow fluoride as far as teeth is concerned, so for a small, if any, benefit to teeth, we are risking increasing the risk of cancer amongst our population. Another bizarre twist.
You know, I'm going to do a YouTube bit where I'm going to, and I'll spit it out later, where I'm going to drink, or maybe I'll put milk in so it's fake. I'm going to drink, because I'm going to say, oh, it's a sunny day, you know, maybe at the beach, and I'm going to take a big thing of, say, Copper Tone, and I'm going to drink it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, what? That's what I do with fluoride. You know, I don't put it topically on my teeth. I drink it, so it must be for my skin, too. I'll drink the Copper Tone.
Yeah, suntan lotion to protect the skin. And that's what we're doing with, because it works topically. And it's not us that are saying that. This is the Center of Disease Control in 1999 said, whoops, we made a big mistake. We thought the babies had to swallow this before their teeth are erupted. We were wrong. It worked, the predominant mechanism, it works from the outside of the tooth. So why is everybody swallowing it and exposing their whole bodies to it and our babies' brains to it when they could just be brushing on their teeth and spitting?
Doctor, you think the government wanted to help the children they shot up with syphilis in Guatemala? What about the black people? Or what about the UN caught this year shooting kids up with live polio? Oh, it's an accident, too, just like the fluoride.
Well,
of course, I have their own documents in my film Endgame, and I'll just say it on record. I like the fact you just stick to the science. But we have their quotes, how they're killing us, and they think it's a big joke, too. It's very funny to them.
Well, let me tell you, let's get closer to home on this. The gentleman that was the chief toxicologist of the Manhattan Project, a guy called Harold Hodge, who was the number one promoter of the safety of fluoridation from the 1940s through to practically the 1980s, also was part of the team that injected plutonium into patients at Rochester Medical School without their knowledge.
But plutonium's good for babies. Maybe we should put it in the water.
Well, I mean, certainly somebody who didn't have qualms about injecting plutonium.
No, sir, I got John P. Holdren's book right here about putting sterilants in the water.
Yeah, really? Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Very, very nice person. He's the White House science czar.
Yeah.
But again, maybe I shouldn't read this. It's a little scary. I mean, he wrote it, but, you know.
You know, the largest study, Alex, the largest study ever done in the United States to look at tooth decay as a function of fluoride, looked at 39,000 children in 84 communities. And the best that they could come up with in the difference between a child that had lived all its life in a fluoridated or all its life in a non-fluoridated was a saving of 0.6 of one tooth surface out of 128 tooth surfaces in a child's mouth. And if you adjust The data for the delayed eruption in teeth caused by fluoride, there is absolutely no difference in tooth.
But that's worth having a 20-point IQ reduction.
Well, I don't think it's 20 points. So
well, the studies I've seen is 10 to 20. It runs the gamut.
In this Chinese study I referred to before, the levels in the water were 2.5 to 4.5, and that was a 5 to 10 IQ drop. But they extrapolated that this drop would begin at about 1.9 parts per million, but that was with the small study groups. If you took in the whole exposure range and sensitivity...
But people need to not think too much. You know, we're going to skip this final break so we have time to take a few calls. Dr. Conant, I'm really impressed with the work you've done. I hope folks will get your book, The Case Against Fluoride, and it's in bookstores too?
It's in bookstores. You can get it from Amazon.com. I think you're going to carry it. We've tried to write a book which is easy to read or for a fairly intelligent person. But if you are qualified, if you're a doctor, if you're a dentist, if you're a scientist, then all the references there's not a single...
And by the way, people should buy this book and Endgame and other things and give it to doctors, give it to dentists and say, look, instead of believing what the AMA or different groups are telling you or the American Dental Association, read this, know the facts, and any scientist or doctor that looks at this wakes up. You know, my dad's a dentist, and about 10 years ago, he actually looked at the literature and said, I guess you're right about this fluoride stuff.
But don't give it to them, Alex. Lend it to them. There's no reason why you should give anything to a doctor or dentist. They're earning a lot of money. So lend it to them by all means. But people don't appreciate things they get for nothing. So I would encourage them either to buy it or lend it.
I don't know. We give our films away. They're number one. So, but, I mean, you're probably right. I mean, they should. But, you know, they'd rather just go play golf. Of course, they might want to know why their sons and daughters aren't as smart as them. I mean, maybe they think that's kind of cute. Hey, Junior can't really talk, and he's 8 years old like a lot of kids now. But that's just freedom. You know, fight Al-Qaeda, drink fluoride. Let's talk to Ted. Go ahead and put your headphones on there, Doc. Thank you. How's the audio there? Sound good?
I can't get anything at the moment. It's silence.
All right, we'll see if you can hear a caller. Ted in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ted.
All right, thanks for taking my call. Dr. Conant, I have a science question for you and then maybe a general question for both of you. Let's see.
We're getting his audio turned up. We need
fine.
To,
it's fine.
Okay, go ahead now, sir. Go ahead and ask your question.
All right, Dr. Conant, in Austin, I'd like to see if you could use Austin as an example with just pure science on this, to say, Austin says that, their fluoride is 0.5 parts per million. And I was just wondering, what you would say, as how long it would take to bioaccumulate, when that would be harmful at 0.5. And then, for both you guys, you know, on the Austin City of website, it says, you know, the CDC has recognized water fluoridation as one of the 10 great public health achievements of the 20th century. So with people saying that, have there been positive results so far?
No, it's all propaganda. Ted, I appreciate your call. Let's get a comment.
Yeah, I was very interested. I met Bill Kyle from Alamo Heights. So they stopped fluoridating there or didn't start fluoridation there. One of the things that Bill Kyle told me just a few days ago was, when the citizen asked him to look at the literature, he didn't go to the anti-fluoridation literature. He went to the pro-fluoridation literature, and he decided, as a professional geophysicist who's headed up research laboratories for Shell Oil Company, he said it was so much junk. It was just clearly propaganda. So it was the pro-fluoridation literature that convinced him that fluoridation was unacceptable, and they managed to keep it out of Alamo Heights. Yes, the Center of Disease Control statement that fluoridation one of the top 10 public health achievements of the 20th century, as Alex says, total propaganda. It was written by two people, a guy that had never written anything on fluoridation before and an economist, two people from the Oral Health Division. In this paper that supported the statement, they were 6 years out of date on the health literature. They cited a review from 1993. Their evidence that fluoridation worked was pitiful. They showed a graph showing the tooth decay in 12-year-olds coming down between the 60s and the 90s, and on the same graph, a line going up suggesting the percentage of the population drinking.
But, doctor, in fact, he won't believe it. Guys, queue up. We're going to do 5 minutes into overdrive, only 5 minutes, because he's got to go after that. Cue up, news says mercury is good for children's brains. This was a national CBS piece, but they also covered it locally. And so it's perception management. Next they're going to say cyanide is good.
Yeah.
And next they're going to say when you're dead that you're really still alive. Like, oh, he's in the ground now, but he's down there happy. They know what they're doing, doctor.
That's exactly. You know, the American Dental Association published an article shortly after they found an increase in osteosarcoma in the communities were fluoridated in the United States in an animal study, and they published an article which says, oh, guess what? Fluoridation is actually protective against osteosarcoma. So that's just an industrial trick. If you come out with a problem, they come out with a study which says the exact opposite. They did the same thing with hip fractures. Studies were
and now mercury, one of the most tested things ever, correct me if I'm wrong, as a toxicologist, I mean, they've been testing that for hundreds of years. And now, in fact, we have the clip of them saying mercury's good for you. Here is...
It's incredible.
Here is... No, I mean, this is taught in schools now. They actually now, if you go to the local health food store because they said this... I have vitamins in there that I bought that actually says mercury. Yes, I'm not kidding.
That's incredible.
Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may have on kids.
A life-saving device wins over-the-counter approval by the FDA.
And sick of your glasses and contact lenses, a new corrective eye surgery is approved today. It's tonight's medical headlines with Medical Watch reporter Seema Mather.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Okay, so for them, improved performance is being brain damaged. And let me expand. Now they admit they want the lithium to make us more manageable. Now expanding on that, doctor, I could play the clip, but we're almost out of time. We'll go to more calls. I have the news clips where they came out. China executed people for melamine in milk. I have the FDA now saying melamine doesn't hurt children and might be good.
Incredible. You know, it's total schizophrenia on organic mercury. You know, the concern, we're concerned about trash incinerators, power stations, dental offices putting mercury into the environment. The concern is that the mercury will eventually get into the sediments of the lakes and be converted to organic mercury, accumulate up the food chain, and we are concerned about pregnant women eating the large fish and getting this organic mercury into their babies. And on the other half of the American government, they are injecting organic mercury directly into the baby's bloodstream at one point 100 times
yes.
the total that was safe to eat.
But they said it's good for their brain, doctor. Everybody knows mercury.
I think that's an absolute classic case of what I was talking about.
No, I mean, look, they know what they're doing.
Well...
I mean, you talked about, you know, at the EPA that they only have filtered water.
You know, one of the guys that was quoted a lot, a Danish guy who was quoted by the CDC to say that thimerosal in vaccine was no problem, I think he came out, he absconded with about $1 million of the research money. So, yeah, there's a lot of corruption.
Let's jam one more call, and we're going to come back with 5 more minutes. Let's talk to Rick in New York. You're on the air with Dr. Paul Connick. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Keep up the good work, Alex. Yesterday in the Times Herald Record, Middletown, New York, they had a story about taking the fluoride pills that they give the children every day for years and stop giving them the fluoride pills they get in these big industrial-sized bottles. And just one breaking news story about the CNN right now. They've been talking about Barry Satoro's going to school. That was the name he used. All day long they've been mentioning that. I figured I'd let you know that, Alex.
Well, finally coming out. Yeah, what about these fluoride pills, Doc? I mean,
it's ridiculous. The doctors and pediatricians have been giving these fluoride tablets to pregnant women and drops to babies for many, many years, and now they're saying it doesn't work.
But it does work. It lowers the IQ.
But the doctors are still...
Have a little cancer, sweetie Kay.
We need to warn parents that make sure that babies don't swallow fluoride.
All right, Doc, stay there. We're going to come back in 70 seconds, try to jam in Mike, Mary, and Chris, and we'll let our guests go. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.